In the day's other news, a Qatar Airways flight left Kabul with more than 170 people on board, including American citizens. It is the third such flight since the U.S.-led airlift ended at the Afghan capital. Meanwhile, the Taliban ordered classes to resume for grades 6 through 12, but only for boys and male teachers. Workers also hung a banner renaming the Women's Ministry as the new home of the Morals Police. Former female employees of the ministry said they have been locked out. France is recalling its ambassadors from the U.S. and Australia in a fury over a submarine deal. Australia had canceled a huge contract for French diesel-electric subs in favor of nuclear-powered subs built in the U.S. It's part of a new Pacific alliance involving the U.S., Britain, and Australia. U.S. Capitol Police warned today there have been threats of violence ahead of tomorrow's rally by Trump supporters. It's being staged to support more than 600 people charged in the January 6th assault on the Capitol. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger said it's unclear how many people will show up or just how serious the threats are.
We would be foolish not to take seriously the intelligence that we have at our disposal. How credible it is, how likely it is, people can make those judgments, but the fact of the matter is that we are hearing some chatter that I think it would be responsible for us to plan the way we've been planning and put the precautions in place.
The National Guard has placed 100 unarmed troops on standby in case there is any trouble. We'll return to this later in the program. Republican Congressman Anthony Gonzalez says he won't run again after voting to impeach then-President Trump over the January assault. The two-term lawmaker was one of 10 House Republicans who backed impeachment. He cited family needs today, and he called Mr. Trump, quote, a cancer for the country. The ex-president shot back in a statement saying, quote, one down, nine to go. The top U.S. military officer, General Mark Milley, has offered his first public defense of his actions at the end of Donald Trump's presidency. Milley has faced a firestorm over news that he called his Chinese counterpart twice to assure him that the U.S. wouldn't attack. He spoke today to reporters traveling with him to Europe.
These are routine calls in order to discuss issues of the day, to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case. In order to ensure strategic stability. And these are perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of the chairman.
Milley said he'll have much more to say at a U.S. Senate hearing later this month. A newly released U.N. report finds greenhouse gas emissions worldwide are set to rise 16% by 2030 from 2010 levels. That is despite commitments by the U.S. and other nations to cut emissions by the end of this decade. The report came as President Biden met virtually today with world leaders ahead of a climate summit in Scotland. Firefighters in Northern California are working tonight to save some 2,000 giant trees in Sequoia National Park. Crews have wrapped the base of the General Sherman tree, the world's largest, in a fire-resistant aluminum blanket. They've also cleared out brush that could act as fuel. At least two fires could reach the area within days. Last year, a fire killed up to 10,000 sequoias. State judges in North Carolina today struck down the latest version of a voter identification law. Republicans passed the measure in 2018 to implement a photo ID requirement. The panel of judges found the law was motivated, at least in part, by bias against black voters. And on Wall Street today, stocks ended the week with a broad sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 166 points to close below 34,585. The Nasdaq fell 138 points, nearly 1%. The S&P 500 slipped 40 points, also about 1%. And starting tomorrow, the famed Arc de Triomphe in Paris becomes an art exhibit for the next 3 weeks. Crews have covered the Napoleonic Arch in blue and silver fabric, and visitors will be able to view it and to touch it. The installation was conceived by the late artist Christo. Still to come on the NewsHour, U.S. Capitol Police prepare for tomorrow's far-right rally in support of January 6th insurrectionists. Russia holds a parliamentary election amid an unprecedented crackdown on opposition. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart break down the week's political news and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.